This is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan speaking about the earthquakes that traumatized Syria and Turkey, says that more than 35,000 people in Turkey alone have died as a result of last week's earthquakes. Said such a disaster would affect any country negatively like it's impacted his own. He said almost 3,700 deaths in Syria have been confirmed in neighboring, taking the combined toll in both countries to more than 41,000 dead. While the death toll is almost certain to rise further, many of the tens of thousands of people left homeless were still struggling to find shelter from the bitter cold. A Syrian hospital official says that gunmen stormed into the clinic that is caring for a baby girl who was born under the earthquake-shattered home. The official said that the gunmen entered the facility and beat the director, apparently for firing an employee earlier. The official denied reports on social media claiming that the attack was an attempt to kidnap the infant. The newborn has been at the hospital since hours after the earthquake. Both her mother and father, as well as siblings, were killed. The White House says that the three unidentified special or aerial objects shot down in the past week were likely benign, drawing a distinction between them and a massive Chinese balloon that earlier traversed the U.S. with a suspected goal of surveillance. Officials also disclosed that a missile fired at one of the three objects over Lake Huron on Sunday missed its intended target. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities have arrested four more people in the slaying of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, including the owner of a Miami area security company that hired former soldiers from Colombia for the mission. Antonio Tony Entriago of CTU Security is charged with conspiracy to kill or kidnap a person outside the U.S. Among other things, a squad of former Colombian soldiers hired by CTU are among suspects that carried out the July 2021 assassination. The motives and true mastermind to the attack remain unclear. Also charged are U.S. financier Walter Venemilia. The 43-year-old gunman who killed three students and wounded five others at a Michigan State University had no apparent connection to the campus, according to police. Investigators were sorting out why Anthony McRae fired inside an academic building and the student union just before 8:30 Monday evening. An hours-long lockdown at the campus in East Lansing ended when he killed himself miles away while being confronted by police. The shooting happened the day before the fifth anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shooting that killed 17 and is the latest in what has become a deadly new year in the United States. Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, announced her candidacy for president on Tuesday. She becomes the first major challenger to former U.S. President Donald Trump for the 2024 Republican nomination. The announcement, delivered in a tweeted video, marks an about-face for the ex-Trump cabinet official who said 2 years ago that she would not challenge her former boss for the White House in 2024. But Haley changed her mind in recent months, citing, among other things, the country's economic troubles and the need for a generational change, a nod to the 76-year-old Trump's age. Justice Department prosecutors investigating the mishandling of classified documents at Donald Trump's Florida estate are seeking to pierce the attorney-client privilege and want to again question one of the former president's lawyers before a grand jury. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. The privilege protects lawyers from having to tell prosecutors about confidential conversations their clients have had with them. Prosecutors can get around that privilege if they can convince a judge that communications they want information about were made in furtherance of a crime. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.